Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Poppy Evil. It is. Well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm confused when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 30th day of March, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 52 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 63 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Just a nice spring day. Got no complaints. Man, it's been 4 weeks since Spike died. I mean, somebody try to tell me that's possible, because I am not buying it. Man. Let's see what we have on the itinerary. Face 10 years in prison if you don't surrender your bump stock in 90 days. And boy, are we going to get into this as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $1,876. We go a little lower though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $1,876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $1,976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $1,946. If you buy up to 499, you pay $1,916. So the only way you're going to get $1,876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $1,977 per ounce. $1,977. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $1,947. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number? $18.07 per ounce. That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not 1977, not 1887. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this, because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent, because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrocktonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale pricing could do for you. This is
bringing you the word from the trenches. Please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Yeah, thinking of Spike today. I got his little tribute that Mary put together for me and sent to me. It sits right here beside me, so Spike's always on my left hand here. It had got, you know, in the last 6 months before he died, Fridays, I always look forward to it. Not to my program or anything else, but to coming down the stairs after my program, because I got on that damn chat room he had over there, and I had more fun over there, especially on Fridays. Because I'd come down the stairs, and I'd take a few puffs off the pipe, and I'd slam me down a couple of drinks of liquor, and I'd get on there and try to make him laugh or mess him up. And we always talked after his program on Fridays. We talked for an hour sometimes. I'd hear that phone ring, and I'd be getting on him, I'd answer the phone, and it'd just be, fucker. God, I miss him. Anyways, guys, face 10 years in prison if you don't surrender your bump stock in 90 days. This is from Guns America. It was sent in by Swifty Lomax for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Now, the first American that gets killed over this nonsense, it's going to be on Donald J. Trump, that international communist, gun-grabbing son of a bitch. And, you know, like we were talking yesterday, the people in Ohio, the people understand what that dirty bastard is. This is a communist move. And I see him, you know, today I was paying close attention to the mainstream propaganda to see which way they were going to go with this after yesterday. It just got silent when he brought up what he had done, what the dirty traitor had done. And I see the communists, they're trying to wiggle around. They had something about Laura Ingraham. You know, she said it was the most, it wasn't nothing really. I didn't see any insult in it at all against a little maggot, that little communist son of a bitch hog. And they're pulling advertising stuff. I guess the advertisers decide what the people get to hear and what we get to say to one another now, huh? And you know, it was all the things. She came back and apologized. Well, I guess that's one thing about being in the trenches. We done been blackballed and, what the hell, you boycotted by every son of a bitch and dirty communist in the goddamn world. So, you know, I guess we're going to just keep saying what we want to say. Face 10 years in prison, huh? When Wayne Lapierre, that dirty communist treasonous piece of shit, said on CBS's Face the Nation that the ATF needed to do its job with respect to bump stocks, and this is where this originated, right out of the good old NRA, you know they're defending your second article, right? You goddamn right. To bump stocks, and one wonders if he was asking the agency to turn thousands of, here it is again, law infringement accepting gun owners into outlaws, because that, my friends, is exactly what happened. I love the way these people whine about this and the way they go about it, man. The argument for this, for what we need to stand on, is right there in our Bill of Rights. It's codified in the 9th and 10th article, and the 2nd article, you know, it's double protection on the guns. But they will never, it's never going to come. They'll never bring that argument. They know what it is, and they are a part of it. If they're not bringing this up, they have to be a part of it, don't they? If you currently own a reciprocating stock, you will soon be in possession of a machine gun. Unlawful possession of a machine gun is a crime punishable by up to 10 years in prison. No, this legislation that was put in place for machine guns in, like, 1933 or right in there, the first major infringement without authority upon our Bill of Rights and our guns was done without authority. It is not binding to the American national in any frickin' way. You had a bunch of goddamn, usurpers got together and wrote something down on a piece of paper and signed it and said, that's the law. Well, it isn't the law. You had no authority to do it. No more than you had for that 14th Amendment. No more than you've had for any of the million of infringements you have put up on our Bill of Rights, you sons of bitches. It's time, people. This is not a joke. No, it ain't. Attorney General Jeff Sessions published a notice for proposed rulemaking. So now, you see, in 1933, the 1933 and 1967 Gun Control Acts, I mean, it was big medicine. This was like the Volstead Act. And this would actually should have required a goddamn constitutional convention. But, I mean, this is when they were testing the waters. Can we write it? Can you think we could actually just write it down, call it an act, and we could, you know, it would be enforced, and we could do this and get away with it? And they, by God, did. And now you got it down to just some ATF, an illegal agency, unauthorized by the people, a running violation of our Bill of Rights and of the authorities granted in the Constitution, because there was no authority granted for them to have any kind of a policing agency over us, especially when concerned with our guns. But no, we're breaking rules. You talk about writing it down on a piece of paper, it ain't even nobody that's been elected that's writing it down on a piece of paper now, people. Get ready. It's time. Rulemaking last week. I've embedded it below. Okay, we don't need to say that. It made final processor. It made final possessor of bump stock type devices would be required to surrender, destroy, or otherwise render the devices permanent and proper. No, F you. Anybody that goes along with this, you might as well just give them your guns, because you think that you just want the bump stock. If you, they're setting precedents that they can do this shit. They have to be told no. And with bullets at this point in the ball game, it would seem. It's time to be abundantly clear. There is no grandfather clause in the NPRM. And, well, that would make it okay if it was. No, there, man, people, the grandfather clause is known as your second article. It is abso-goddamn-lute, and they can, it, what they are doing, what they have done for about, oh, shit, let's see, 19 words. We're getting close to, we're getting up there next to about 50, 60, 70 years, 80 years, is pure infringement. It is, they are a rogue, occupational foreign government. That's all you can say. And they have attacked our Bill of Rights, and damn us for not attacking them back right away. But it's time. It's time. Since,
Henry,
yes, sir.
I just got off the phone about 20 minutes ago with a guy I know for a few years now. He's a truck driver in the Midwest.
Yeah.
He told me, have you ever heard of the company Sopaco?
No.
They're like the largest or second largest military contractor for MREs.
Oh, really?
He just told me that the company has just, in the last week or two, has just increased its production by 50%.
I'll bet.
And that he personally has driven 653-foot trucks to some damn cave in Missouri.
For the government, or is that?
For the government.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this thing, there is no turning back. This is going down. Get it? Everybody needs to understand that this is freaking going down. It's going down right now. We're watching it go down.
What I find interesting is this is one individual. How many other truck drivers were there?
Exactly.
And I'm talking, you know, when they pack these damn things with pallets to the ceiling.
Yeah, I've driven semi. And I know how they load them.
So if he delivered six, how many other drivers were there? And the very fact that a company of this size, and to increase their capacity overnight by 50%, something's going on. That's all I know.
Yeah, something's going on. I hope the guy took the time to note where he took this stuff so we can go retrieve it when lightning strikes the shithouse. Anyways.
He said it was,
go ahead.
In a cave that's part of some state park, but the government owns it, and there's caves there.
You mean we own it?
Well, supposedly, but...
No, there's no supposedly about it. There's just a few bullets in between the reality.
And go into that cave. I'm just saying, but that's all I wanted to tell you.
Right on.
So,
good information. Well, yeah, it's already in motion. It's in motion right now. Make no mistake about it. I heard Mark Kornke saying that absolutely there is a Waco type style event that they are training to perpetrate. So yeah, it's time to, you know, get your head together. Just calm down. I mean, it ain't no use to get excited about this, people. It's going to happen, and we're going to be a part of it,
Henry,
and we're going to have to do what we have to do.
Henry, I have to make a little deal here. It wasn't Sopaco, it's Ameriqual.
Okay.
The company's called Sopaco's down in Georgia or something. It's called Ameriqual.
Yeah.
That's the company that he went to deliver all his stuff.
Wow. Okay.
And that I think the largest Sopaco's probably the second, but Ameriqual's the one where he got all the shit from.
That makes
and
sense.
So it's interesting nonetheless.
I hear you. Back into the article. Since the day he took office, President Trump has had no higher priority than the safety of each and every American, said Attorney General Jeff Sessions in a statement. That is why today the Department of Justice is publishing for public comment. So you get a comment on these infringements on your rights. You get to say, I don't want these infringements, and well, what they're going to do, they wrote it down on a piece of paper. And the only way this is going to end is for us to end it, people. Comment a proposed rulemaking that would define machine gun to include bump stock type devices under federal law, effectively banning them, he added. Even for those of you who said over and over, who cares about bump stocks? And I didn't hear that from no freaking buddy, but the NRA. You know, those traders over there, they break if not the letter of the law, then certainly the spirit. No, I mean, God damn it, that's what I'm saying. This is the problem. The Bill of Rights is not being put out there in the front to be debated on this issue. The Bill of Rights is absolute, unwavering. I mean, it's unalienable on this subject matter. The gun is absolute. You can't, I mean, everything they've done in infringing on our rights is infringement. Every word they've spoken is infringement, and it is treason. It's high treason. But they're going to continue like these little debates. The bump stock, fuck the bump stock. Guns, period. Anything that goes on a guns, the bullets, everything. You understand? The bayonet. Every terrible implement of the soldier is covered under the second article to our Bill of Rights. And that we don't need to argue about different little pieces and parts. We don't let them take us off on these tangents. The bottom line is, put the article up there. I want to see somebody tell me where they have this authority. Show it to me, because I'll show you they do not have that authority. Never have had that authority. In fact, are committing high treason in what they're doing. Okay, where were we? They should be banned. Even you should take offense to the NPRM. Oh, you know, the division here. There's no division. The Bill of Rights says what it is. You're either for that son of a bitch, 110%, or you need a bullet put through your communist head right now, or your acquiescing head right now. Period. At the very least, there should be a grandfather clause. Oh, see what they're doing here? Oh, man, there should be some way we can compromise our way out of this. Fuck it. You don't get the bump stocks. You get the bullets. Got it? Who cares about bump stocks? If they break, if not, we did that. Okay, at the very least, there should be a grandfather clause for bump stock owners. You have to acknowledge that, because criminalizing the possession of lawfully purchased firearms and accessories is infringement. Oh, it's not infringement for them to say that you can't buy them from this day forth. It's all infringement. And these bullshit side arguments by, who is this? This is from Guns America. You know what, you sons of bitches, you would go along with it. You're not going to fight, so I don't really give a shit what you got to say. It's all infringement. The second article says, and I quote, "A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state." And that's not the state of Georgia. That's a state of being. The right of the people to keep and bear their arms shall not be infringed, period. It don't go past that. You don't go one inch past that. And then the rest of this Bill of Rights shows what has to be gone through to even touch a piece of property that belongs to an American national. This sure shit is not procedural due process. You got Jeffy Sessions is doing here. This is not does not meet the requirements of the due process in the Bill of Rights, does it? Jeff Sessions I'm looking in here, and all of this Bill of Rights here in front of me, I do not see where the Attorney General sits down and writes it down on a piece of paper to give to an illegal agency chartered outside of this country, and to make a rule to take away my goddamn rights. That violates the due process. It's not just a violation of the second, it's a violation of the whole Bill of Rights. Because it eliminates the due process clauses in it. And that was the most important thing that the people who fought and died from this country established. That you just don't take the property of an American by somebody's signature. Some royal signature, don't you see? Plus, how do you not bristle at the way this whole saga unfolded? NRA called for additional regulations back in October. Trump wasted no time and kicked the movement to ban these devices into high gear. This was no pause to consider the ramifications of the policy change. No, I don't care. You see what you're arguing? Oh, if he'd have thought about it, there might be different. No, he can't do it. He just can't. Okay? It's a violation absolutely of the second article and the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth, ninth, and tenth articles, what you're looking at here. It's a violation of the whole package. Not just ramifications of policy change. Even more frightening, Trump seemed enthusiastic about getting it done. Of course he is. He's an international communist. What did you expect? This is what we told you. By the way, bump stocks were written, I think it should say written out. I'm writing that out myself, said President Trump in February. I don't care if Congress does it or not. I'm writing it out myself. Okay? Okay. We accused Obama of ruling by executive fiat. Really? Yeah, I know. It's just kind of like it just went on to the next guy, like he just passed the baton to the next communist, isn't it? Just like we told you. That's worse. What's worse is that this NPRM became a reality despite two prior determinations from the ATF saying, but see here, they're going back to ATF said it was okay then. The ATF has no goddamn authority to say anything either way. It can't even exist. It is a crime that the ATF exists, that should get the executive in this country, all of the whole goddamn government hung for creating an illegal agency that has run roughshod over the people, that has killed our people. The ATF, man, really, you dumb son of a bitch. Saying the bump stock was a firearm part and not a machine gun. They have no right to say anything about it. Nothing about our Bill of Rights. They can't. The ninth article says they could never have that authority. So any authority, it is usurped authority. It is rogue authority. And we are bound as American nationals to stand up and fight them over it. Agencies Association admitted that ATF did not have the authority to ban the device. Well, no, they didn't. They don't have the authority to do anything. Here he is. Here it is, people. Here's what they're trying to sell you. And only Congress had the power to. No, by God, they do not. Congress does not have the power to touch the goddamn Bill of Rights in any way. This is the ninth article. I'll read it to you, people who do not seem to get this. The enumeration in the Constitution, that is the writing down in the Constitution of certain rights. Rights are defined in law as authorities. So we'll read this. The writing down in the Constitution of certain authorities shall not be construed, which is defined, as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. That means they could never, ever, ever have the power, any authority, to touch the Bill of Rights. And that's what we should be standing on. That's the only argument. There needs be no other argument. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Only Congress has the power. No, Congress does not have the power. No government entity has the power. No power can exist in the sovereign borders of the United States, of these Americas, to touch that Bill of Rights. I mean, do you think that they just put it out there as a bill of suggestions? You think it was written like it was the chains that would bind and then give the... Well, you can change it as you want there because you're the government. No! Remember, when ATF requested public comment on the ban, 85% or more than 32,000 submissions were anti-regulation. Well, that should do it. They can't do it because we commented. No, we stand on our Bill of Rights. We will shoot your ass. You stay away from our goddamn rights or you die. That's how it works. Yet none of that mattered. Of course it doesn't. It's a rogue occupation. It needs to be shot out of this country so we can get our freedoms and liberties back in our common law and live peaceable lives as peaceable people. You know, when many of us screamed that this isn't just about bump stocks, this is what we meant. No, you son of a bitches, you went along with it. You want a little argument. Well, they should grandfather this in and then it'd be okay. The rest of the people can't have them, but I can. I know this shit verbatim. It's about much more. The NRA belying its core mission to protect the second A. I guess we could call it article. At least they didn't say amendment and F that up. I mean, this has to be pushed. That Bill of Rights is a single body of law. It was a single amendment to the original Constitution. And in that body of law that was the First Amendment for the Constitution, it states in the ninth article that it cannot be amended. No power can exist to change it. Even one word, one comma. You think if they couldn't have took that freaking comma out of the second article, they wouldn't have done it? Because that comma is really what got them in their little legal arguments about commas. No, it just says what it says, absolutely. And they have never had any authority. They have walked on our Bill of Rights in violation of the law. They are criminal sons of bitches, and that's all there is to it. And that's the argument. That's the argument you're not going to hear on Fox News. That's supposed to be your advocates, the controlled opposition. So that, there's somebody out there. Well, they should have grandfathered something or something like that. No. The Bill of Rights reads what the Bill of Rights reads. It is written in absolute fact. It cannot be. That's why they won't bring it up, people. They cannot bring that document forth because it cannot be argued. It just can't. It is written in absolute fact of law. The people who wrote it were geniuses. They understood the English language. They understood how these are people who would write trusts and stuff. They understood how to nail down a subject and hold it and make it only one way. They understood how to codify something in law that could never be changed, and that's exactly what they did. They're not changing this by any mechanism, no lawful mechanism. That's why it's an unlawful attack upon us. There is no mechanism, and there never could be any mechanism that could change it in any way. They know it. And this is what you will not hear argued in this phony ass production being put on as that's your press out there. And this is the news telling you how things are out there. Bullshit. They're all in on it. Tucker Carlson, he's their darling up there, and he's up there talking about, the democracy here and the Second Amendment. No, you son of a bitch. It's not a democracy. It's a republic, and it's called the Second Article to the First Amendment to the Constitution that can't be changed in any way. You are in violation. You have been in violation for a whole long time. Generational violation of the Bill of Rights. Period. The procedural due process since you put in the Trading with the Enemies Act and then on to the War Powers Act to remove our common law courts and remove our common law jurisdictions to so that we, the people, held the ultimate power always. We could drag. I don't care if you're the mighty fucking president with your fucked up hair. I could just go over there and grab you. You're not the president anymore. You're Donald J. fucking Trump. And here you are in this little Mickey Mouse court in the middle of nowhere. And I'm charging your ass with violation of my goddamn rights under the Second Article, under the Fourth Article, Fifth Article, Sixth Article, Seventh Article, and Eighth Article, you son of a bitch. And you're going to answer to it because that is the fucking law. We the people are the authority here. We drag your ass over here to answer. It ain't like you're set up there like some kingdom that we can't access or touch. That's what the law was about. And when that law is breached to the point that these son of a bitches think they can just sit and write things down on paper and take our shit from us, boy, it's time for us to take up that Second Article as we're supposed to, as we are bound to as Americans, and put these son of a bitches down, period. That's what, the way they try to set these, you notice how they've done, you see that. Now, this senator, they talked about, what the hell is that bastard there in Vegas? What the hell was it? That was giving the Bundy Ranch away. Man, why can't I think of his name? I can see his weasel ass face. Mark, help me. Mark ain't there. Oh, man, God damn it. I can see, man, he... Harry Reid, thanks, Laura. She yelled it up at me. Harry Reid, and they're to have him up there. Well, he can do all that. He's a very powerful. He's a powerful senator. No senator was ever supposed to be as powerful as an American national. Nobody was supposed to be more powerful than anybody else. Nobody was supposed to have any pull or any kind of sway like this in any realm. To do it was treason. And that was understood. And you keep going back to those goddamn Federalist and Anti-Federalist papers. The Federalists telling you, the Harry Reid's telling you, oh, we could never do that. You look at, we got to stay here in this 10-mile square citadel. It's all about, wars and stuff to protect. No, we can never get in your life. You don't need a Bill of Rights. Then you got the anti-federalists over there telling this is what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. This is what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. That's what they have done. Even with the Bill of Rights, in violation thereof. They put the document forth, and thank God they did, because the document's there so you can show the breach. You can. I could sit all day long and breach after breach after breach after breach after breach to the point that they have become illegitimate. They are an occupation force, and an occupation force that needs to be dealt with forthwith. That being said, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes after these words from Drockton Bullion and Coing and a song.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $1,876. We go a little lower though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $1,876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $1,976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $1,946. If you buy up to $499, you pay $1,916. So the only way you're going to get $1,876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $1,977 per ounce. $1,977. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $1,947. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number? $18.07 per ounce. That is what you're going to pay with the Drochten Bullion Wholesale Club. Not $19.77, not $18.87. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this, because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent, because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrochtenBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale pricing could do for you. This is...
That man in the mirror staring back at me ain't the man I used to see. I've been walking the line a long time, need a change. Breaking my back, working double shift. The weight of the world's getting hard to lift. I'm starting to think I need to break a link in this chain. Something's got to give. This ain't no way to live. Put me on the highway, the interstate, a dirt road to any place. Long as I'm long gone, chasing down some blue skies. Face. There'll be one less rat running in this race. I'll be soothing my soul with a fishing pole. That's what I love. Put me on a highway, interstate, a dirt road to any place. Long as I'm long gone, chasing down some blue skies in my old truck. A dirt road to any place, long as I'm long gone, chasing down some blue skies in my old truck.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shive via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shive. It is 12:39 Pacific Time. That was Blackberry Smoke with Freedom Song. Picked that one up when I was looking for that other one yesterday that Katie sent in. Good song. Anyways, you know, back to this. You know, the thing is, people, why we're being blocked out. I mean, why we are being cut through every algorithm ever invented. The 75%, if we could get them to understand that the Bill of Rights was a separate piece of law. It was a separate law, a body of law. It was our body of law. And that it was the First Amendment to the original Constitution. It was put there to satisfy the people that they would never have those rights taken away. That those rights would never be infringed upon. And if we could get them to understand that, you know, this Second Amendment bullshit. It's not the Second Amendment, because if they say the Second Amendment, you can go into the Constitution. It says here we can amend the amendments. We can amend. No, you can't. It is an article of a single amendment that could never be touched. It was the Bill of Rights. It wasn't like any other goddamn amendment in the Constitution. This was the power and the authority of the people being inserted into that document as the supreme authority over it all. It is our country. It was supposed to be our servants. The only purpose of that government was to protect those rights, not to attack them and remove them. It was to protect them, to protect our sovereignty, to protect us as a nation. If everybody understood that, they'd understand that belongs to each and every individual one of us. And that ninth article says everything they have done to that Bill of Rights in the removal of our common law and our authority is usurpation. They are a rogue entity that is occupying our highest seats of power. It's not even ours anymore, people. The contract has been violated to the point so we're just under an occupation, plain and simple. And the way, and it's getting worse every day. The way they just come up and, well, Jeff Sessions said, Jeff Sessions, who's Jeff? Jeff Sessions can't, I don't give a shit. That's the Bill of Rights. Jeff Sessions has nothing to say about the Bill of Rights, no more than the Supreme Court. Their Supreme Court can tell them. I mean, if they're thinking about doing something, this is what their Supreme Court was put in place for. If they're considering doing something, the Supreme Court's just supposed to look at it. These guys are supposed to be scholars of law. And they're supposed to look at it and look at the Bill of Rights and look at what they're proposing, look at the Bill of Rights. And if it's not enhancing those rights and doing what the government was put in place to do, then they have to tell them, you can't do that. That's our opinion. If you do that, see, check this out now. If you do that, you're opening yourself up as an individual because you're operating outside the authority. I'm going to say that again. The Supreme Court was put in place to advise the government, not for us, not to even come into our world, but to advise the government. When the government wanted to take an action to legislate or anything, they went to the Supreme Court. They took their issue to make sure that it was lawful what they were doing, that they were operating within their authorities. Why? Because if they operated outside that authority, then any one of us could reach out and grab them, yank them over here into the common law, and say, you violated my second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever rights under color of law without authority. You did it because you said you did it because you're a mayor. Well, a mayor can't do that. No authority like that can exist because the ninth article says it can't. This is not brain surgery. And this is something that everyone in that 75% who is tired of this shit can understand. It's easy to understand. It just says what it says. You read it and it says what it says. It says that it can't be touched. And you got to know that when that Bill of Rights is put in there, I mean, any suggestion at the time that we're going to change this or take this right away would have been met with a bullet. Plain and simple. No, this is what you're not going to do, you sons of bitches. Because you have to provide us, in every instance, we have to be provided. You don't have to provide a government, but you as individuals in that government, if you want to dally with us, if you want to come and play in our world, you have to provide us the procedural due process contained in that document. And you cannot do what they're doing, and everything they do, just like this thing with Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump got together, this president and this attorney general, and they've decided that they're going to write down on a piece of paper, they're going to write it down on a piece of paper to outlaw these bump stocks. Now, they're going to come and they're going to give you 10 years in jail. just automatically if you don't give up your bump stock. Now, you see, that doesn't meet the procedural due process. There is no filing of an affidavit. There is no filing of a lawsuit. None of the procedure is followed. It's just dictate. We're going to tell you you're going to do this, and see, it's without authority. Completely without authority, because that authority cannot exist. The only authority that can come into the world of an American national is through that process contained in that Bill of Rights. And only an American national can take another American national through that process as just an equal person. They want to come at us like Donald Trump can come after you with the full weight of the government. Do you really think that's what the true founders, the people who wrote the Bill of Rights intended? That it would be Henry Shively versus the United States of America? The first time that was ever written on a document, people should have hung. It cannot be. You cannot, that government cannot come after any single one of us. Do you think that the founders, the people who were trying to sell us this shit of a constitution, would have told you back in the day, well, the whole government can come after one of you if we decide you should do something that, if we want to violate your rights, we can come at you with the full weight of the power that you has been created unlawfully, that we have created through your resource, through illegally taxing you. And now we're going to bring that weight of that might, a whole army against one of you. It was supposed to be the individual is all powerful. No, if I'm standing next to 100 people out there, no, all of them together can't have more power than one single person, or else you do not have true freedom and liberty. The whole idea of democracy, you know, mob rule. We get a big enough mob together and we can all vote your rights away. No, you can't. You just can't. Because no authority like that exists. Because the 9th article said it never could exist. That's why it was put in there. That's why the ninth article is the key here. If everybody understood that, like I said, that was the First Amendment to the Bill of Rights, the whole body of law, all the articles. And the 9th article says it could never be changed. It can't. Everything they've done. See, people have accepted this shit. Even when they accept you can't have a sawed-off shotgun, a machine gun, or hand grenade. Bullshit. There should have been a fight right then and there, just like when they took the gold. Yes, I can. By what authority are you telling me that I can't have a machine gun or a goddamn hand grenade? Well, we got together, your legislators, we represent you, you see. And we got together and we decided, we voted all on it and decided that you can't have that. Well, you don't have that authority. I'm sorry. You go look at the second article, as defined by Tench Koch, every terrible implement of the soldier, but it says your arms, to bear arms, okay? For you to touch that, you'd have to say that you have authority to do that. Where did you get that authority? Well, you delegated it to us. I couldn't. I can't. See, I can't go take somebody's gun away from them. None of us ever had that authority to do it to one another, so sure as hell we couldn't delegate that authority to another body, could we? Or are they just smoke and mirrors and you're supposed to believe this shit? It's a lie. It's an old, old lie that should have been dispelled a whole long time ago. And man, have they pushed it down. It's just like we're coming out, you know, in the trenches here. We're screaming it. Bill of Rights, goddammit, is the first amendment to the Bill of Rights, and it can't be changed. I mean, to the Constitution, it can't be changed. The 9th article says no power exists to change it, so everything they've done is illegal. It's that simple. And if people are, you know, because of all this shit, because they'll come up with this second amendment arguments and stuff, and they should at least had it grandfathered in, bullshit. Nuh-uh. That is not the argument. The argument is they've never had any authority to touch anything in that Bill of Rights, and they have infringed upon it beyond belief. Beyond belief. The founders who found, they would already be shooting. Them men, if they lived today, they would have shot a whole long time ago, because they would have seen it for what it was, as a bigger body of people, because they had just come from England. That's why it wasn't so easy to fool them back in the day and say, you know, even when they came out with their Constitution and their Federalist Papers backing it, saying, oh, there'll never be no power over the people. This is just to protect the nation. It's a protection for the nation, so we can bring the nation together to protect it against outside forces. You know, like invasion, like the invasion we're seeing from all around the world coming right over our goddamn borders and coming in and being facilitated by this occupation, this illegal occupation. They would have never fell for it because they just came from jolly old England. When they looked at that Constitution, they seen that Commerce Clause and they went, whoa. And then they seen that General Welfare Clause and they went, whoa. Now, back then they said, you know, we're pretty smart guys, man. We know how to write a fact backwards and forwards. And we know that when you stick something like the Commerce Clause or the General Welfare Clause into a document, we look at that and we say, that could mean anything. So what you're leaving is something open there for interpretation, something you could argue about. But then the Federalist turns around and go, well, there's no power granted. The powers granted are clear. We don't have no power over an individual. You have your common law. We can't even, shit, you can drag us over there and have us hung in your common law. You are the power in this country. But you, sir, you know, the thin edge of that thick wedge and to keep coming at it, nipping away. Now we're at the point, people. We fight. We are actually under a more draconian system than the founders, our forefathers who went out and fought the British. And because it's more omnipresent. You can't get away from it. It's right in your goddamn house with the spy shit they have looking at you in your own home. You think about the people back then where they caught somebody peeking through their window. They shot them right in the head. Okay. Let's finish this article out. Some of my friends in the gun community, that's where we were. That is only a matter of time before the second article rights are a thing of the past. No, see, that's just what they're trying to sell you. Some of my friends in the gun community already believe the war's lost. Really? We ain't fought nothing yet. And you are agent of these dirty son of a bitches. Because this argument that I'm giving you guys the truth. I'm giving you the Bill of Rights and what it says in fact. And these people know this. See, they're going along with it. It's already been lost. Really? 300 million armed people just got whipped? Really? But somebody wrote it down on a piece of paper and shit. God, I guess we lost, guys. Guess we better just take those 300 million goddamn guns and just hand them over to them. And the billions around it, just hand them over to them like them Australians did. Hey, they wrote shit. We couldn't stop them from writing it down on that piece of paper. We lost the war. Really? I guess you never intended to fight. But, you know, this is just propaganda. This is coming at it from a different angle. This is controlled opposition is what this is called. It lost. We haven't fired a shot yet. How in the hell you figure we lost anything? I don't know about you people out there, but I don't intend to just give it up. That it's only a matter of time before this 2A, I love the way they're putting that because, we get that out there, that this is not the Second Amendment to the Constitution and the fact that it cannot be touched. I'm telling you, that would be something. But that's why From the Trenches is held down like it is. That's why, I mean, shit, everything we put out, it stopped. Unless you're somebody who knows about From the Trenches, knows how to type in exactly to get to that site, and if you can't get to that site, you're going to raise hell and find out why and keep trying until you get there. You're not going to get there. That's how afraid of this they are, because it's the truth. It is it's a simple truth, but boy, is it a powerful truth. If the 75% holding those guns, the largest army to ever exist on this planet, just held up that Bill of Rights and said, by God, you're not going to do it. We're going to enforce that ninth article on your ass. You're acting without authority. We're going to cut your ass down. You are not going to do this. It would be a no-brainer. But if this information reached everybody and they understood it in the same minute, right now, it would be over. There would be no sense for them to even try to continue. But the way they're having to keep going, they're forced. They really don't even want to say the word Bill of Rights. I swear they don't. They would like to keep saying Constitution, Constitution, because the Constitution is about government power. But the Bill of Rights is about the people's power. That's why we'll talk about the Second Amendment to the Constitution. No, it is the second article to the Bill of Rights. Our law, you son of a bitch. Not your authority, our law. That's the difference, and that's what's got to be understood. And it will be understood before this is over with. Mark my words. Are a thing of the past. Your second article rights are a thing of the past. No, they're not. Huh? They've never been more omnipresent than they are. As long they're telling you there's a billion goddamn guns in this country and a trillion rounds of ammunition, but the second article's a thing of the past. Really? You agent, you goddamn government slime ball. I guarantee you these people are making big money who have this website, this American gun owners, whatever in the hell they're calling themselves. Another goddamn bunch of sellouts, son of a bitch and traitors is what they are. They're going to get, they think that in the end of this, they're going to get to keep certain things and have privilege over the rest of us because they went along with it and helped them out and fucking the rest of us. These bastards, anybody that says this shit needs to hang by the neck until dead. Because that is not fact. You are not talking fact. You are throwing out conjecture out there and helping the enemy is what you are doing. Looking at what has happened under GOP leadership with, and here we are with the false left-right paradigm. It's, the grand old party, the Republicans, and it's, looking at through the end and what they're doing here and what they're doing there. There's just some bad apples over in the GOP. You know, every 4 to 8 years, The people's, you know, they start getting to the point to where, you know, we should do the sensible thing and just unregister to vote. Quit acquiescing to this shit and tell them this is our Bill of Rights. This is what's going to be, or you're going to die. And then they come out and they hijack. I mean, just like they're trying to do right now, you know, with these, the goddamn, the Bundy shit, you know, and all this good old boys, Masonic, dirty church cabal, the ones that were in control prior. They're coming out and trying to, they hijack the goddamn Tea Party. And this is what they're trying to do right now, only they can't do it. Because you can't half-ass talk this language because we got it down to the single document of the Bill of Rights. That is the only, that's the only thing that should be discussed. If you're not discussing that, you're a traitor. You are working for the opposition. That Bill of Rights is what we're standing on. That is what every American national has to stand on. It's all we got. But it is everything in the same instance. Because, I mean, if these guys and this gun owners, whatever in the hell, I can't see what these guys were called even. Guns America. Guns America. You think that they don't know that we're out here? You think that they don't know that the trenches, you tell all of these, NRA, you think LaPierre doesn't know we're out here doing this? I'm here to tell you they do. Even over at Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt, he knows we're out here. He's right there. He's going, I mean, he knows exactly what's going on here. And it's this thing is, you can tell these people are traitors because why can you tell they're traitors? Because they're not bringing the Bill of Rights up and saying, you can't touch the second article. Ninth article says so. Now, where's your argument to the contrary? Because that is what is written in fact, and they know it, and they fear that the words are being spoken even, that they, right now they're plugging a dam with little holes in it. They're sticking their fingers everywhere trying to keep this from, for the people from understanding this simple, simple truth. Because if the people understood the simple, simple truth, they'd understand it's we the people, just like it's always been, against them, the aristocrats that would enslave us. What stands between us and that slavery? The Bill of Rights. And that Bill of Rights wasn't some half-assed goddamn amendments poked into a goddamn commie document. They were written and codified in blood, and they were written in stone, and they were put in there with the ninth article saying you cannot never touch them. No authority can ever exist to touch those rights in any small matter. That procedural due process has to be followed to the letter of the law. And see, that's the real problem. It ain't the gun. It is the guns and the fact that you're going to shoot them for what they want to do to you. It's that procedural due process. That's what they violate every time they infringe. They violate the procedural due process. They violate the whole book. And they know it. And they know if the people ever understand that simple, simple truth, they're finished. Anyways, once the MPRM is officially published by the Federal Registry, there will be 90 days comment period. Please take the time to speak up. No, shove it up your ass. What everybody's got to be silent. That's what they want. They want people to come out so that we're still talking. We ain't going to shoot you because we're still talking. We're done talking. We ain't got nothing else to say to you. If you're going to do this, come and do it. And be forewarned, we're going to shoot your ass. You're not going to do that. We're going to stand on our Bill of Rights and our authority over you, you son of a bitch. You try to usurp our authority, we'll blow your goddamn brains out. That's what we're talking about here. It is our authority, not yours, over us. Us, ours over you. That's how it's written. That's how it's written in fact, and you can't change that. You can usurp it. But you can try to usurp it, but at a point, you have to come for them guns, just like they did in Concord. And you know what? Mark tells a story, and it's a damn fact. When they came, what the king thought he was going to do, you had a general over there, a guy like Jeff Sessions. And he thought, what was the deal here was they was going to go through the colonies, and they were going to terrorize it. They were going to rape the women, beat the goddamn kids. They were going to just come through there and bitch stomp and curb slap and whatever, the people. And they were going to just beat down hard on a few of the colonists, you know, like in Lexington and Concord. And the rest were just going, oh, shit, it's the mind. Here's my gun. I'm sorry. Whatever. Just make it easy. I mean, mercy. And it didn't fucking happen. What happened was they ran into a wall of guns. Boom. And the Brits are getting a shit shot out of them. And then all the way back to Boston, people coming out of their houses with their goddamn guns. Boom, 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 boom. Shot their asses to pieces. Shot them all the way back to Boston, then surrounded Boston and started shooting cannonballs down on it, okay? That's what they thought back then, and that's what they think now. This is what you'll see when you see them come. But the country's so big, it's going to be interesting to see what tactic they do use to come at us to try to instill the fear. Because, I mean, is it going to be just like Mark's talking about another Waco, but it'd have to be something, you know, big enough to be a big attention that's supposed to scare us. I'll tell you what else it'll do is steal me. I see what you're up to, you son of a bitch. I understand. I got to fight you to the death. I understand, and I'm going to do it. I'm an American. You tried this shit with us before, and you got bitch slapped and curb stomped, and you got kicked the fuck out of this country, and it's fixing to happen again. And there's going to be hangings. Make no mistake. We've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, it's our duty. We got to get this out there, people. The Bill of Rights is the Second Amendment is not about guns. The Bill of Rights was the First Amendment. It is a body of law in articles, and it can never be changed. Any attempt to change it is done without authority because the Ninth Article forbids it. It says there can no authority can exist. They're acting without authority under color of law, and they're trying to tyrannize us. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!